A. Bitwise operations on colors. Recall that colors are typically represented as 32-bit integers, where 8 bits are used for the red component, 8 bits are used for the green component, and 8 bits are used for the blue component. This is what a color ref is. It is typedefed as a 32-bit integer. In hexadecimal, the format, or the color ref type, looks like so. Hex 00BBGGRR, where red takes the rightmost 8 bits, green takes the next 8 bits, blue takes the next 8 bits, and the top 8 bits are not used and just set to 0. We can do bitwise operations on integers and thus color refs. Incidentally, the color black would be described as hex 00000000, and white is represented as hex 00FFFFFF. For example, the color black ANDed with any other color results in black. Hex 00000000 and hex 00BBGGRR equals hex 00000000. The color white ANDed with any other color results in that color. Hex 00FFFFFF and hex 00BBGGRR equals hex 00BBGGRR. And the color black ORed with any color results in that color. Hex 00000000 or hex 00BBGGRR equals hex 00BBGGRR. Doing bit operations to other colors would result in different colors. You'd have to carry out the bit ops and see what color has the resulting bit alignment. B. Source AND. Bitblit the masking bitmap to the back buffer using the source AND operation. F equals D and S. To see what happens, we look at two cases. Case 1. Consider the pixels that correspond to the black masking image of the mask. Since these pixels are black, when they are ANDed with the pixels in the back buffer, the result is a black pixel in the back buffer. Case 2. Consider the pixels that correspond to the white background of the mask. Since these pixels are white, when they are ANDed with the pixels in the back buffer, the result is that the back buffer pixels are not changed. Thus, in total, only the black pixels of the mask are drawn to the back buffer. C. Source Paint. Bitblit the sprite image to the back buffer using the source paint operation. F equals D or S. To see what happens, we look at two cases. Case 1. Consider the sprite's black background pixels, which are black. Since these pixels are black, when they are ORed with pixels in the back buffer, the result is that the back buffer pixels are not changed. Case 2. Consider the sprite's main image. From what we did in B, the pixels on the back buffer that correspond to these sprite pixels are black. Thus, when we do the OR operation, the result is that the pixel colors from the sprite overwrite the corresponding black pixels on the back buffer.